You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is News Radio 1020 KDKA. It's 8:42. Larry Richard with John Shumway.
Well, with a lot of people very nervous about it, they started testing today to see if the new cap on that gusher in the Gulf is going to successfully capture all of the oil coming out.
Let's go live to New Orleans. Louisiana native AP's Bill Fuller joins us on KDK. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, John. Larry.
Hey, what is the latest that you're hearing? I know they started the testing. Have they said anything about how it's going yet?
Well, they started the testing last night, and as they started shutting down the valves, a leak developed in one of the lines running to the new cap. So everything just stopped. And they were worked during the night to see where it was leaking from and to stop that leak. There's a technical briefing underway right as we speak, and we hope to have more on whether they got the oil shut off in that leak in just a short period of time.
So they may make an announcement as early as this morning that this thing could be coming to an end as far as the leak itself.
That is correct.
All right, so let's say this cap works and the leak is contained. What does that mean for the Gulf Coast as far as how soon before things start getting back to normal?
Well, the cap was never the end result. The drilling of the relief wells will be the final stopping point for the oil that's gushing into the Gulf. The relief wells will go down to relieve the pressure that's built up in that underground cavern under the Gulf that contains the oil. And once the relief wells are completed and the oil is coming up to the surface, the leak will be successfully ended at that point. But the cleanup of the Gulf, the oil that's gotten into the Gulf of Mexico, the cleanup and what has happened since the spill will continue for years.
Since you're a native of the region, Bill, curious, the government wants to, put a moratorium on drilling in the Gulf, and yet many of the people in the region count on that for their livelihood. What's the general sense of that?
I can tell you it's not meeting with very positive views on this end. You're talking about tens of thousands of jobs related to the offshore drilling that Louisiana is already suffering from this with its fisheries. And also yesterday, Northrop Grumman announced they're closing down their Avondale shipyard, which is just upriver from New Orleans. And that's 5,000 jobs that'll be gone in the next 2 years.
Bill, is there any way to quantify or explain to us the anger level in that region?
You see it on the faces of the fishermen. You see it on the faces of the people that live along the Gulf Coast. They don't think that BP has done enough. They don't think the federal government has done enough. They're just in awe as to what has happened and how their lives are going to be affected now, probably for years and years to come.
Well, our thoughts and prayers with all of you along the coast, and we appreciate your time this morning, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you, John, Larry.
AP's Bill Fuller from New Orleans on KDKA. It's 8:46. We may get word, as you heard, any time that they have indeed, though, capped the oil spill area.